More details are coming out as Tennessee prepares to launch the Education Savings Account Program in Shelby and Davidson counties. In a legislative hearing this week, the state's Department of Education says it's using money from a dormant career initiative to start school vouchers this year. WPLN's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports.
Tennessee has hired an outside vendor to be in charge of processing school voucher payments, and Florida-based ClassWallet is charging the state about $1.2 million. That's twice as much of what was initially appropriated for year one. But Angie Sanders of the Tennessee Board of Education says that's not a reason to worry.
So the runway for the costs and the project implementation would be the same whether or not we were implementing this year or next year, or even in a third year. And it's comparable to other costs in other states.
And officials with the Department of Education say the agency will use leftover funds from a program that has ended to pay for the rest of the cost. But some lawmakers are questioning the decision to hire an outside vendor, including Kingston Republican Kent Calfee.
We ought to have people in the Department of Education that could implement, that could manage that. And we've got a great comptroller who will audit it.
But the Department of Education says the vendor will help track spending and identify families who might need to pay federal taxes on a portion of the vouchers. I'm Sergio Martinez-Beltran.